Hello and welcome to the WebCert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Baidu has reported a successful quarter following a push into its mobile and AI technologies. Facebook is seeing growing success in Africa, and research has revealed that luxury brands are wary of entering the Japanese e-commerce market. Baidu has seen a large jump in profits following a push into its mobile and AI technologies. The company's second quarter results were released recently, showing an annual rise in profits of 83%. Baidu's chief operating officer, Qi Lu, said that the growth was mostly down to the company's recent investment in AI and mobile advertising. A market researcher, Raymond Feng, commented that Baidu has really improved search relevance and upgraded its user experience. The news means that Baidu is now on its way to catching up to its main Chinese rivals, Tencent and Alibaba, who have long demonstrated a focus on mobile. The news comes not long after announcement that Baidu would be joining forces with PayPal in order to offer easier mobile payment on international purchases for Chinese users. Research has shown that Facebook is having conflicting fortunes in the African and Asian markets. A report by Global Web Index has shown that Facebook is dominating the African social media market with the company's flagship Facebook platform, as well as its messenger service WhatsApp, leading the way. According to the research, Facebook's main competitors, YouTube and Twitter, have a much lower market share than in other markets. Whilst Facebook receives almost universal usage in Africa, only half of internet users visit YouTube as frequently. Meanwhile, data released by Facebook itself has shown that its growth in Asia is decelerating. Whilst worldwide growth on the platform fell in Q1 this year, in the Asian market, it's falling much more rapidly and has been doing so since Q3 of 2016. Research has revealed that luxury brands are wary of entering the Japanese e-commerce market. According to a report published by L2, just 73% of luxury brands in Japan have an e-commerce presence compared to 90% of the same brands in the United States. The report found that watch and jewelry brands were especially reluctant to enter the Japanese e-commerce market, with just 57% of them selling over their websites in Japan. Of the brands that sell online in the US, names like Hugo Boss, Ralph Lauren, and Chanel do not sell online in the Japanese market. However, Japanese consumers still account for around 11% of global luxury spend, and the country is currently the world's second largest luxury market. The Chinese smartphone manufacturer Xiaomi has confirmed a $1 billion loan in order to help it develop overseas. The company's CEO, Li Jun, said recently that it would be focusing on expanding its international presence, as well as looking to grow offline sales. It's thought that Xiaomi will add to the 149 stores that it currently has in China, with another 100 built over the next 2 years. Whilst details were not given about its global expansion, the company has just secured a deal with Nokia that it says will create a strong platform to grow on. Xiaomi is currently the third largest smartphone manufacturer in China, having overtaken Apple after selling 15 million devices aimed at a more budget market. And finally, a report by the ad agency Jun Group has found that people are willing to watch full ad videos online if they were rewarded for doing so. Jun Group looked at value exchange placements for both 15-second long videos and 30-second long videos. It was found that people were most likely to watch an entire video if they received a reward for doing so, such as points, access to Wi-Fi, music, or other digital content. Whilst female participants were more likely to watch the videos, the difference was only between 1 and 2% compared to males, with more than 90% of both watching entire videos. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our free catch-up TV service to view our full range of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.